Hey, Performance Nation. Now, how did you like part one with Dean? Isn't he amazing? Yesterday, already so much gold. We talked about how our society has not grown at the same pace as our technology, how the education system hasn't changed 40 years ago and can't cope with today's evolution, why self-education is growing faster and saving lives. What's the role of one specialty to make a person successful and achieve his goal? I love the part when he was explaining to his daughter, who is very creative, what the knowledge industry means. He said, let's talk about college. Let's say you want to be an interior designer, and there are two ways you can go about it. The old way, the traditional way, is go to college for 4 years, get some business degree, take some art classes and design classes, and when you're done, go intern someplace and get a job for maybe 5-6 years, get the experience, and then maybe you can start something. Or they find the top 5 interior designers in America. He sits down with his daughter to craft a magical letter to each of them. And you tell them, you're going to be the best employee that they will ever have in their life, except you're going to work for free. You're going to hustle harder. You're going to learn more. You're going to be quick on your feet. You're going to be solution-oriented. And you're going to work for them for a year for free. But they're going to dump their 10, 20, 30 years of successful experience into you in 1 year. And you know what happens? That's self-education, that mentorship. Yeah, you'll come home and you'll be able to go into the interior design business just like that, because you're going to be able to start off where that person left off. And he watched his daughter go, oh, now I understand what you do, Dad. I get it. And I love that, because my kids, my wife, they're the same way. And when you break it down for people so that they can understand, you break it down for people to realize they have something to share. They can make a difference. They can start a business with the experience they've already had. It's that epiphany moment when they're like, oh my gosh, I can do this. It's the best. So we're going to dive in here, but don't forget that you need to reserve your spot at erickkbb.com. For this Thursday night, February 27th, they're going live at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. ErickKBB.com. All right, guys, let's dive in for part 2 of 3 of the discussion with Dean as he explains the course and the 3 components of the KBB method.
I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
What we decided to create, man, is if you look at any success in the world, Eric, you need 3 components, right? You need the right mindset, you need the tactics, and then you need to put it in play, right? We can agree, no matter what you do, you want to get in good shape, you got to get in the right mindset to go to the gym, you got to learn from someone who knows how to do it, and then you actually have to work out, right? You want to fix your relationship, same thing. If you want to be successful in anything, you need all 3. So that's why the course has legit gone on to become a movement, 150 countries. Like, it's unbelievable, is because the first part of the course creates a mindset that is unstoppable. I mean, if you guys are listening or watching, there's nobody better in the world than Tony Robbins. I mean, let's just be honest. His Date with Destiny, UPW, those events will go down in history. They'll be talking about him 100 years from now. So Tony anchors in a mindset where you're like, hell yes, I can do this. I feel empowered. I got this. Then the main part of the course are the tactics. It's like, how do you extract what you're good at? Like you've done recently and go, oh crap, I am good at it. All right, now that I'm good, what do I teach? Okay, this is what I teach. Okay, how do I know my ideal client? Oh, this process. How do I market? Follow my strategies. You market. So now you know what you're good at, you know what to teach, and you know how to get people to pay you. And then we teach you how to run the event. So first part's mindset, then you know how to run it. You're like, damn, I can do this. But here's the part, Eric, and I'll share this with you and everybody watching. If you ever build a course, you build a training, the part that's missing in most trainings, in most courses, is the implementation. A lot of courses get you excited. They give you the tools, but then you go, well, what do I do now? So what we decided to do is mindset, the tactics, and then we created a software. Now we're over $1 million into the software called MindMint. And that's your implementation tool. That's where you take everything you learned and you put it in play. You learn how to build the agenda, you go build the agenda. You learn how to build the landing page for people to sign up, you go build the landing page. You learn how to do a video, you go do the video. You learn how to collect credit cards, you go attach the credit card so you can get paid for your services. So that's why I think this movement has gone on. People were excited about it, but now they have the mindset, the tactics, and the implementation.
Yeah. And let's talk about this a bit, because I know when I've spoken to people about the KBB, they think it's just for the person like me who's been running a company and been successful. Yeah. They think it's about the person that's, you know, running this big company with all these thousands of dollars and they're the experts. But today's day and age with what the internet has done, people do not realize that they have a skill set. They do not realize that people are willing to pay you to make an impact and you can profit on it from whatever you're good at, what your superpower is. So talk a little bit about really that. Not necessarily a guy like me. Talk about the world
Love
and what
it.
The opportunity is.
Well, here's the cool part. We've already identified in the group 2,112 different niches. In everything you could possibly imagine, there's a girl doing workshops with alligators teaching you how to paint. There's people teaching how to do hair extensions, how to be good at sales, how to lose weight, how to be good at IT, like everything you could possibly imagine. And here's the thing I want to share, and this is really important because that was a really good point, Eric, is if you're one chapter ahead of someone else, just 1 year, 6 months, there's somebody starting on day one that can either go through all the trial and error that you figured out, or you can condense what you know and teach them. So I'll give you an example, only because I had the chance to meet Carl. Carl was in a band for almost 30 years. And the band broke up after 30. He was very successful. It wasn't just some lame band. It was successful. It made a living off it. So when the band was over, he had to get real, he said, and he went and got a corporate job. And if, again, I'm just going to tell you, because it's not the, and now he did an event and made all kinds of money. It's the nuances in between that really impact you. For him, I could watch his physiology change when he said he drove an hour and a half every day to work the same way with the same coffee, listening to the same music. And when he walked in, I said, I didn't have a lively office. I walked in, everybody had their head down. He said, when I walked into my office, I felt like I was closing the door to a cage. And he said, that's how I felt every day. And I'm like, dude, how'd you feel when you went home? Were you good to your girlfriend? I just wanted to get him in his heart. He's like, no, I was shitty, for lack of a better word. I wasn't happy. I was miserable. And he was just talking about not being happy. And when what he did was on weekends, he had never really done it. Weekends, he was obsessing on a way out. And he was studying e-commerce. He had never done e-commerce, but he was obsessing. He was learning. He was being a reporter, that we call it, of other people's knowledge, like Tony was with Money Master the Game. He just reported other people's knowledge. So picture this. Carl's obsessing now. Used to be in a band, got a 9-to-5. He's geeking out on e-commerce. And then he tried it, didn't really work, learned some stuff. All of a sudden, he got obsessed with being like collecting data on how e-commerce works. He gets KBB and realizes, he sees it. He goes, maybe this is a shot. And we gave him permission to say, hey, you've been studying e-commerce for a year. You know it better than anyone. Michael Jordan's coach didn't play basketball at the time. He was the coach because he studied basketball so much, right? Yeah. So long story short, Carl, when we gave him permission and he realized he didn't have to be in business for 20 years or have initials after his name, he just had valuable knowledge that he spent years collecting. He organized it and launched this product, this training to the world. Long story short, and all results are different, but he did so well, he was able to quit that job. And the byproduct is, let's not even talk about the money. The byproduct was, he's like, I'm a better man to my girlfriend. I'm a better human. I'm working on being healthier. I eat better. I go to the gym more. I'm happier. I smile more. And he said, my commute is like 18 feet to my, you know, kitchen table. Now, again, that sounds like, you know, there's no such thing as magical money machines that happen overnight. But what we did is we gave him a blueprint to see, you do have knowledge. You do have information. And the cool part is, Carl is legitimately helping people see a better path by providing that education. So yeah, you've been doing this 19 years. I've been doing this for 20, but there's so many people like have a year in, and there's people starting on day one. They go, hey, I don't want to waste a year. Excuse me. Can I pay you to share that? And that's what we've done.
All right, Performance Nation. I hope you enjoyed part two of the three-part series with Dean. You guys heard it. You need a mindset. You need to understand the tactics, and you need to put it into play. The same way if you wanted to work out. You choose to work out and you go all in with your mindset. You learn how to work out with a trainer. and then you actually work out. That is the self-education business. So tune in tomorrow as we dive into where the internet is going. And also, we're going to talk about how the knowledge broker model, or being the reporter of the expert's knowledge, is a way to go. So for part three, that is tomorrow. And then Thursday, when they will be going live online, Tony and Dean, for the one-time event at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. Reserve your spot now. EricKBB.com. EricKBB.com. So let's do this, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at PerformanceMarketerSecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.